believe each one of them is 12 years old when they joined. And the oldest one, though, moved his letter to Biloxi when he lived down there, and he was ordained a deacon down there. And but now he lives up here. He's a member of Calvary Church at Jackson there where Dr. preaches. Dr. was the pastor at Biloxi when he was ordained a deacon.
Is that right?
But the youngest boy never has moved his letter from here, and here's what he said. I asked him one day, I said, W.G., don't you go to church? He said, I sure do. Well, I said, why haven't you joined and moved your church letter? He said, I go to the chapel. Mm. And he said, that's not a church. He said, you can go to them, said, if you want to experience the accepting Christ as your Savior and join the church, and tell them what church you want to be a member of back home, and they'll write that church and you're a member there. But he said, I just never have seen anybody join by letter. But he got to go into the First Baptist Church out there, and I began to think he was going to join. He sure was liking it, and he liked the pastor. And then he moved. That was before he retired. He said, that was the funniest thing to me. He stayed at El Paso, Texas. He was stationed there 3 different times, 3 years at a time.
Is that right?
He had 9 years experience living there before he ever retired. And that is when that, at one time he got started to go in to that First Baptist Church. Well, then he went to Vietnam. And when he got back, that pastor had moved, and they had started building a new park, took in a lot more on the city of El Paso. Well, he was stationed at Alamogordo, New Mexico when he retired. And I'll tell you something that told me something there, and I want you to understand me, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that I had something happen that a mother would appreciate knowing. I can't tell you how many thousand boys they had there at El Paso. That was a big air base. Well, they had an army base there too, you know. Well, the government was going to move the air base to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and turn all of that at El Paso over to the Army. And that was after he come back from Vietnam. Well, Alamogordo just raised up. They weren't going to have it. They thought that a bunch of soldiers just come down there and crucify them. They were scared of them. They didn't want them. And oh, I mean, they went at it. They were just wasn't going to have it. But the government said yes, and of course it went. And they went down there and built and got ready for the men to move down there. And you know what happened? That little bitty little old red-headed boy of mine, he's got kind of reddish curly hair, fair skin and blue-eyed, and the other, and then you can see him up yonder, he's dark skin, dark gray eyes and black hair like his daddy. This one here has got